Tonight's guest speaker on politics is Cher.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you, Cleveland. It's good to be here. Ohio's one of those important states, right?
Yeah, the 2004 election depended on Ohio.
Thank you, Chazzy. Ladies and gentlemen, Chazzy. Chazzy, ladies and gentlemen.
Where's my applause? Thank you, Cleveland.
Hey, Chazzy, here's a little joke for you.
Oh, okay, mommy.
Do you know where you end up if you don't study, if you aren't smart, and if you're intellectually lazy?
Where, mommy?
No, wait, hold on just a second. It's so funny. You end up getting us stuck in a war in Iraq. Just ask President Bush.
Where's the laughter, mommy? Oh. Mommy, I think that was kind of offensive. I think you hurt people's feelings. Did you say Bush?
Yes.
Ow. Makes me hungry.
I know, me too.
Will you take me to Outback? Oh, there's my munch spot. Can we go get a bloomin' onion at Outback?
Sure. Why am I echoing and you're not?
Oh. This is the PNS explosion. Episode something, 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 something.
Are you hoping there's food? 楽しいドライブに。
Are we on now?
Am I on?
Is this some kind of bus?
It's very impressive, Pat, that's why we're here.
Ow! Cleveland!
Steamer!
By that frown. Hey there, let's see what's going down.
There they go. Oh. That wasn't a fart, asshole.
Go down to the show. Yes. Explosion.
Welcome, and we've been away for a little couple days too long. This is Patrick.
This is Noah.
This is Scott.
That's our audience. We decided to tape in front of a live studio audience, like Cheers. You know how they always do that, like Bea Perlman's like, Cheers is filmed in front of a live studio audience. Like, really?
And they had to do those warm-ups, like...
Like a Carrot Top type of person was like, let's hear some applause for the stars of Cheers, Miss Bea Perlman!
Ping pong balls.
There you go, Miss Shelley Long! Horse hooves. But we're back, guys. Don't you fret.
Oh, sorry.
We're always here.
I knocked his mic.
We may not put out every day, but we put out.
That's important.
That's so shizzo. I got...
go fuck good. Yourselves.
We're still getting warmed up. It's fine.
You can fuck me when you love me.
Okay.
I think we're warmed up. So, speaking of that, I just got back from the Badoobies.
Uh-huh.
And they were a success.
So tell us what the Badoobies are.
You just flew in.
Badoobies are...
What are Badoobies?
Wait a second. You talked about that in the last show. I was really confused. I kind of zoned out because it's really weird.
So, it's an award show that my friend Chris Geiger and I hold in Omaha every year. And that was Chris. He just chimed in.
Doink,
Zoinks. It's an honor. We love award shows, Oscars, Tonys, Emmys, all that stuff. So we decided to create our own.
The plus size models?
Yes. The Emmy, the plus size model, but Tony and Oscars. Tony
Blair.
Or?
Oscar De La Renta.
Okay, there. Game's over. What about for you? What would you say for Tony?
Tony.
I was hoping for Danza, but...
Tiny Danza.
Hold me closer. So it's an award show, so we have ridiculous categories like Come Dumpster, and the winner this year was Laura Bush, or celeb most likely to come out of the closet, Maya Angelou, who will actually be on our next show.
Oh.
I met her at the award show, and she decided to come. That was her old-style car that just gave us a little honk. And it was a success.
Yeah.
See you later, Maya. She'll be back.
Come back.
Katie Casher of KK and
Diamond
show was there, and she spilled like vodka cranberry all over the place. Susie just had her carpets cleaned. I'm like, Susie, why'd you clean them before the show? And like Elaine Ayers, I love you, Elaine, but Elaine went from zero to 100.
Really?
She got so drunk she went home and barfed.
Oh, see, when I was there last year, Elaine didn't get that drunk.
Because I think she saw
baby. You're like, she was pregnant.
She was like pregnant or something. But this time she I knew she was going to get wasted because one of the categories was ridiculous movie title. And the one of the nominees was Herbie Fully Loaded with Lindsay Lohan. And she wrote, I vote for this one, and I'm going to be starring in my own film that night. Lainey, Fully Loaded, parentheses, and a little lonely. She was, I'd tell a joke, everybody would laugh. A beat later, she would laugh.
Is she always pregnant?
I can take your plate. Is she always pregnant? No, it felt like it, but not anymore.
Yeah, she did.
Are you always pregnant?
In the last couple of years I've been there, she's either like laid up with...
She was on bed rest.
Yeah, she had twosies, didn't she, last time?
She had twinsies. She had twinsies and then she had another one.
A baby?
No. Do you have any kids, Noah?
I have Dahlia. Come here, Dahlia.
And who else?
Beaver.
We're here with Beaver and Dahlia.
Say hi, and America.
Do you have any kids, Patrick?
This is the ones I dropped off in the pool.
Maybe if I squeeze her.
And they're all year-round swimmers. We go outdoors in the summer, and then we're indoors.
Them noodles, swimming noodles.
I don't know what that is.
They're those like big, long things that you lay on that float.
Oh, the noodles. I actually wrote this part in the show, banter. It's a little dash, banter.
This is banter.
And you have ideas. Drop the kids off at the pool, mark. Should we talk about that?
I hope you like this, America and Europe.
And Australia, the tip of Australia.
I feel like I saw Pat Tuesday.
And people in Japan and China. Oh, no. No, no, no.
No.
Although when I look at our... When I look at our blog and like, you know, last 100... Okay. Last 100 entries, there are some in like Taipei and, you know, Philippines. And I'm like, it must be an American abroad because there's no way that they would find us and like us. Or get us. I mean, it's also inside jokey. We kind of got share focus the last couple posts. Ow.
Yeah, I noticed that.
That Ann Curry shot of her dress.
It's racy.
Do you know what did anyone else do?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
I didn't see it. It was posted on Gawker, just her photo. So I thought.
You saw like
Al Roker went as a.
Yeah.
Tit. Ann Curry tit.
What'd you say?
Al Roker wore white face.
Mammy! Yeah. Well, they always go with something. Like, you know, Matt Lauer isn't afraid to do drag.
No. I saw him do Paris. Yeah, he did Paris.
I'd do him.
That was funny.
Would you?
Oh, in a heartbeat. One, because he's famous, but he's pretty good looking.
Yeah, he's kind of hot.
Was he getting divorced?
He was, but not anymore.
Okay. Oh, really?
No. Yes, the Dutch model or whatever he married. The Pennsylvania Dutch oven model. I wanted
your clogs.
Leaving the house. I'm out of here. I wanted a couple of things about the Badoobies. I did accents, and because of the show, I was 100% confident. I stuck with Laura Bush as cum dumpster. Like, I was like, hello, y'alls. It's me, Laura Bush, president of the First Lady of the U.S. of A. FYI, during the course of this speech, my accent will veer from Blanche Devereaux from Golden Girls to Julia Sugarbaker from Designer Women to Tootsie from Tootsie. And I mean, like, normally in the years past, that 10 words in, I would have gone to a German accent
right.
And like run off the stage. Not this year.
You just stuck with your guns, Pat.
I did German. I did Southern. I did retarded. I did vagina. That's an accent.
What a vagina sounds like to me.
Big turnout?
Yeah, 30.
That's really good,
actually.
That's
good, even though none of you would come. also, just a little FYI, Susie Sisson, who I stay with, she has, bar none, the scariest bathroom.
Oh,
you both have been in her bathroom.
Yeah, it's scarier than mine.
It's like a slaughterhouse. I mean, it's like her house is lovely upstairs, but then you go downstairs, and she knows this.
Well, explain. It's in the basement.
It's in the basement, the same basement that Noah and I brought someone home once, and he barfed on one of her beds. But it's in the basement. It's in the far, far back. And this, the first time I went in there this weekend, the back lights weren't working. I was like, are you fucking kidding? I had to walk down this long room with no lights in the back. I, like, slammed doors as I was going along.
And the shower leaks.
Eek,
I mean, the shower head, there's not a lot of water coming out.
And then we watched, like, the next day, we watched, like, the 100 scariest movies. Like, uh-huh. And I got to check this Chainsaw Massacre, and I'm like, that's not going to scare me. I got to go shower. Like, I was so scared. I thought Leatherface was going to kick the door down. Sorry, Susie.
Is it still, like, the wand, the shower wand?
She's updated it. It's better.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it is a regular shower.
It's even better.
Oh,
it's even
it
better.
Is?
She's made it, like, where it's, like, you know, movies when it rains all of a sudden, hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's, so it's right above your head?
It's right above it. It's
oh, that's
ooh,
awesome.
Love
I think
those.
I love those ones
stepping
right
up.
Above your head.
I changed my mind. That sounds
Susie
good.
Susie Sisson. And she won the award for most likely to grow her penis back. And she, her acceptance speech was, at first I didn't know why Chris and Pat, you know, had me win this award, but then I realized I think they're in love with me, and the only way they can actually consummate it is if I actually have a penis.
Aw, she's so cute.
What did our friend David come as?
David Casher?
Yeah.
David came as a lesbian softball player.
It's good.
And he's got a fucked up eye. Sorry, David. And he won for a musical based on his life called The Last Menagerie and David's Fucked Up Eye. And Landslide. So you can make think I'm a bad guy, but if like 40 people voted, 32 voted for the Glass Menagerie and David's Fucked Up Eye. Except for his sister, which was very loyal of her. She kind of just wrote a question mark next to the whole category.
Oh, Katie.
Hi, this is KK.
And this is Diamond.
This is Diamond.
And this is the KK and Diamond Show.
Nobody knows what we're talking about.
No, it's a show on that's going to come out on iTunes, I think so. So should we do a couple Acts the Gay ones?
Yes.
Definitely.
So thank you for letting me talk about the Badoobies.
Of course.
Oh, no, and go check
it's
out
so
the...
fun. The In Memoriam that you put on the both the blog, Boomtacular, and PNS Explosion.
Yep. And I put the gay blog... We can talk about the gay bloggies really quick.
Yes, please.
Just that we're nominated through Queer... we're nominated for... Best podcast through Queer Click.
We're nominated. You're like,
I'm like, I know. I'm like, Queer Click. Queer Click.
Queer Click.
Queer Click.
Affleck. Queer Click is that.
But just
site.
Go to our website because there's a little flashing animated GIF.
I love
the
Queer Click.
I do
so
too.
Fun.
It's really cool.
And it's the best of.
Butt and ball shots.
And they have a little award
you
show.
You see Noah's Riri eyes didn't know what he had said before.
It was
behind
Noah's,
these almond eyes.
It was Noah's brainchild, but he had no idea. And they have an award like thing that they have every, I think, is it every year? I don't know.
I think it's new,
it's
actually.
New, and it's like a bunch of blog nominations, but they have a best podcast.
And out of a dillion podcasts, we're one of the
gay
five.
Podcasts. We're up against... Gay Fun Show! And Reagan, Fox in the City, Red Ramble Redhead.
Gay Fun Show's on there?
Gay Fun Show made it.
I didn't know they were.
And, like, again, like, Las Vistas de Biblioteca. I don't know what it's like a fifth one that I've never heard of. And I don't care if we win.
I do. I want to win this one, goddammit.
I do, because it's free porn.
Free porn?
You heard it here. It's free porn, y'all!
I want to win.
No, we won't let you.
Oh, that's Scott opening up his free porn.
But hey,
at queerclick.com.
What did I want to say about that? Oh, and later in the show, I really feel like we're doing a morning show right now because I've been saying things like, "What did our friend David Casher come
that's
in?"
That's very like that kind of voice.
I know. Hey. But later, are we doing a Queer Click on this show?
We're doing it. Okay. We have the. Stephen,
oh, we're gonna
Stephen from Queer Click. Remember the last time we narrated something that we said. You
we
always
post,
say,
and
it makes me giggle. You're like, no, it's like, we're going to post it on the blog.
No, we don't.
And then Scott's
we
like,
don't.
We probably won't. And we don't. But go to Queer
But we
Click.
Will this time.
We might.
We might.
And also go to Queer Click and find the photos. That's
well, we have
thing.
The, we have the censored photos we can post on
and,
our blog.
Yeah.
And then the...
We have censored ones?
Yeah. He sent
this
us,
time he sent us censored ones.
Oh, I didn't
ones.
Know he did
So we can
that.
Post those on the PNS website.
I like how we're so PG-13.
On that we are, because I think we are dirty, but we don't really
want to
show
We want
like,
people to be able to click
Remember
on
Remember that one
work?
Time I showed the shots of Anna Nicole's actual pussy. Breasts and pussy, and you both were like, like,
There's one thing that you posted was a big puffy vagina.
Yeah, I remember that.
I know.
And the regular check, like, it is, because I think people check it a lot at work, so it is a little
it
bit
It was a
like,
giant, hairless, puffy vagina.
I take offense! You had me until then!
That was the day you got your digital camera.
That wasn't, I didn't get that from the internet. I took a picture.
That was your butt.
Of my butt's that saggy and that little of a slit.
Like a butt vagina.
My vagina.
Hey, Gwaz, it's Stephen and Pink Pie from New York.
Oh,
I never
heard
of I'm going there next
week. Kim Jong-il for Halloween. And if not, what are you going to be? Bye!
Oh. I never knew what Pink Pie sounded like.
No.
I imagined you sounding more irascible, like, hi, this is Pink Pie. Like, just bossing Steven around, and just like, I'm pissed. She had kind of a sweet, fun
voice.
Yeah,
I don't know what I pictured. I kind of pictured him like Belle and Sebastian.
Swing, 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 swing. Actually, I was going to talk about Pink Pie and
no,
Steven.
I know what you mean.
I put a little. I printed out one of their emails, but she asked us about Halloween. What do we dress up as?
Mm-hmm.
Noah,
I was Jesus.
Your Jesus.
Post. I was.
It was really good too.
I was post crucifixion. PC
as you should.
And
be.
I kept going. Do we want a PMP with JC?
Party and play.
Where'd you go out?
I went to a party on Saturday, and then just around Boys Town a little bit.
Pictures
it was chilly, and I wasn't wearing
of
anything.
Their office.
And my outfit kept getting sexier and sexier.
Well, and I
kept
saw,
getting ripped
I saw
and ripped.
Noah's outfit.
On Tuesday, I busted it out. I Febrezed it, put it back on.
And it was funny because he like put fake blood on it, but we joked that it was just like a shitty pulled off his bed like and didn't do anything to it.
Someone was at the party we went to was like, your blood is still fresh.
Shove it. And our party or your party?
The party we were both at.
That party could shove it.
Hard.
Pink Pie and Steven.
Have we seen real pictures of them?
No.
No?
Yes and no.
They're horribly disfigured.
Yeah, they're like, we're burn victims. Pink Pie and Steven are... You should try to hook up with them next week.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, that's what I think.
That's hooking up
in New York.
In New York City, girls.
That's how people hook up. It's a new thing. And because New York, because they're doing it
so
in New
fast.
York,
you
it's
be,
cool.
You,
like farting parties, big in NYC.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me to the party.
Oh.
Can one of you play sexy back?
Oh, sure.
And then,
oh, that's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Noah, thanks for coming along to this party
you
with me.
You do sexy back, Noah. Okay.
Scott, Noah, that my friends Tiffany and Brandy invited me to this party. Do you guys want
to
come along?
I can't wait to go, yeah.
Well, here we are.
Wait, we haven't come in to the party yet.
No.
So, hold on, let's open the door.
It's going to take him a minute.
We got to open the door. Oh, here we are.
Oh, hey.
Hey, guys, it's one of those farting parties.
Oh, I love these.
I read about it in Us. Hey, Brandy.
You can't hear. Okay.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Becky.
Hey, guys.
Party! Drop them. So, Steven and Pink Pie, if you can find that party.
Yeah, when I come, I want to go to a fart party.
When do you go there?
You guys.
A fart party.
Dude, we're going down the cock and have a fart party.
Fart party in my pants, dude.
We're going down to
a room full of people.
Airy, musty fart.
Yeah, and you kind of lock
everything the door.
In.
You put like that plastic wrap around the windows.
Uh-huh.
It's a literal Dutch oven. It's an apartment Dutch oven.
You guys talking about farts way too much.
I'm going to keep fucking talking about it.
It's the only funny thing we have.
I know, it is really.
People, come
Could
on.
Could you have ID, please?
Oh. You're over 21. You're in, dude.
Hi, look at my big shaking tits. I'm shaking them. Can I come in? Oh, excuse me. I'm excited. I have to go twosies.
And of course, she comes in.
I'm going to be there next Friday.
So, and for Halloween, I went as Maya Angelou.
It
very
was good, though.
Very good.
It was very good.
You're not even black, someone said to me. You don't
at
even
the crap party
yeah, I was
we
like,
went to.
I know I'm not black. A good one. Scott, but, would you go as?
Myself.
What is black?
Oh, that's,
whoa.
Put that back in. It's huge. Did you go as anything, Scott?
You know, I went out on Saturday briefly.
Did you go as a conductor again?
I'm cute as a button.
One year, Scott went as a Scott rarely like wants to dress up like that. He wants to just wear his cute clothes, but he came as a conductor. It was,
of course, he was cute as pie.
It was. It was like I wanted to squeeze your cheeks. Like
I was kind of. I was just. I was very stupid, nerdy. I was a nerd.
Oh, that's cute.
Which
though.
Is just like. Because I could make it out of
cute.
Nothing.
And you can make it kind
right.
of cute.
It's cheap.
Yeah, that's true, too.
All I needed was that white sheet and some...
Yeah, yours was really... I liked yours a lot, though. What
I
did you
really
spray all over yourself?
It,
that was real blood, right?
Yeah, it was real blood.
It was from your rectum, right?
Yeah, that was butt blood. That was direct from my ass. So.
Butt blood. It's butt like blood. Sold in vials.
You hang a white sheet and blow that on
like
there.
Mrs. Fields cookies started off in the same way. You start selling vials of your butt blood at like beatniks and little stores around here, and then you have to unwrap does a thing on your butt blood. There's an entire factory of Mr. Powell's butt blood.
That is so gross.
Okay, so next question.
Hey guys, it's Travis. I've got a question for the gay wad.
Please.
The other day, I had a friend come in, and he was visiting from actually Chicago, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, down to the bars, we had a fun time, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And I had to work the next day, so I went home, and he went home with someone else, which is cool. Blah, blah, blah. The next morning, he asked me if I would have felt comfortable if he would have brought his trick home to my house. I would have been, I would have been involved or anything like that. But you know, they would have done whatever they wanted to do in my guest bedroom. And my gut reaction was that I'd feel uncomfortable with that. But one of my other friends said I was totally prude. So I'm just seeing what you guys think. Is it okay if you go visit someone in a different city and you're staying in their guest bedroom to bring your trick home from the bars? All right, I'll see you guys later. Bye bye.
Is he David Blaine? Is he doing his?
He's like, ta-da! He makes like someone appear on his cock.
There's my trick.
You know, I think we might all agree on this.
Go ahead.
I don't think it's like. I mean, I want someone to. Excuse me. I want someone to. I would want someone to get a piece. Good for them. But you're coming to visit me.
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm like jealous that you're doing it, but we barely get to see each other. And you're bringing someone home. And who knows if this guy's a kook? I mean, on your own time, you want to bring cuckoo brains back to your place and do whatever. That's fine. But then you're gone.
Right. Yeah,
and then this cuckoo knows where I live. I mean, it's just the random chance that it could happen.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
On a morality
part.
Level, I don't give a rat's ass. But as far as like you're visiting me for 48 hours, you can hold off on that.
I was thinking too about the fact, like, is he gonna wash the sheets afterwards, or are you gonna
that Noah's Mr. Powell's butt blood's gonna be involved?
You know, because
your butt
be
blood
like,
doesn't produce enough. Get Mr. Powell's butt blood.
Thanks, Travis. See ya. Like,
and then like blood stained, poop and blood stained sheets.
Feaky wall.
Looks like the scene of Seven happened in there.
Oh, see ya, guys. Yeah, I would. I don't know. It depends how good of a friend. I don't know. Like, I have some girlfriends for whatever reason. I don't know why I change it with girls. But a squirrel who would be visiting me, and then
I'm having my period.
Maybe I would say like, fine, bring him home. I don't know. Maybe
it just makes me that
I'd make them clean up.
Pat's like, here's the word. Girlfriend,
and he says, "I'm having my period."
She's vulnerable.
It doesn't fit in the joke. It kind of fits in the joke.
I'm gonna bring someone back, but it's gonna get messy because I'm having my period. I might get messy.
She's that wayfish, but she's gonna bone on her.
Fuck someone hard. She's like, and she's riding him. It's not like he's fucking her. She's like, oh, on top, like horseback riding him. Like,
actually spinning.
Like she does that. She does that wavy voice. And like, can you do the door noise? The door noise is going to be her closing the door.
I'm having my period. But I'm just going to go in there and fuck him, okay? Oh, West Bank has blown out. Oh, fuck. Fuck.
That wavy to tell you that, and then just all hell breaks loose when that door is closed. So there's your answer. Should we do one more question or not?
Yeah, let's do another one. We have plenty.
And by plenty, I mean one.
No, how about two?
Hey, faggots.
Do you want to leave a message or not? All right.
Oh, is
I don't know who you are, but okay. All right, I don't know who you are either, but I'm going to just tell you a scene from Jarhead, okay?
Oh, don't tell him that.
Why, you said it?
No, okay, that's too long of a thing.
No, they would know. Okay, just say it. All right.
This is Chris making the same something to you. We don't know who you are.
Okay, well then we don't know.
What? What was that?
I'll do a scene from Jarhead.
I love how the 14-year-olds randomly get our numbers somehow.
Well, the kids tuned into this technology.
I'll just maybe it's, I'll fast forward later.
And we're like Angies.
Powers, you want to change his name to Austin?
Oh. All right.
They know my name. This is good. I'm like tickled. Like I'm gonna murder you, Patrick Powers. I'm like, I know my name.
That's fun.
Hey, Patrick, Noah, and Scott.
Hi.
This is Emerson from New York City.
Oh, hi, Emerson.
And I want to know what you think about relationships with large age differences.
I think I said large weight differences. I have an opinion about that.
I'm genetically obese and I want to make love to you. I want to make love to you.
What's that? How's that sound go? I want to make love.
Would you gross? Tequila makes her clothes fall off. Would you date someone who is gigantically obese?
Hey.
No.
My first heart attack was really good.
I'm gonna be. I mean, I'm honest. I'm not.
You won't date
someone.
Even guys that are gigantically not obese. So age difference. I'd say like if they're within your decade, like within a decade.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's okay. I just think it gets like there's not a like. Think about how different
that's
you are
nice.
Now than you were even like
yes,
5 years
that's
ago.
That's the thing I think about.
If you're
a lot.
Like 45 and you're dating like a 22-year-old, it's like that's nothing. You are smarter just because of your experience.
Mm-hmm. And I even have some older friends that I don't notice an age.
You mean me?
An age difference, but sometimes there are the random like, well, we used to sit, you know, like oh, the Mandrell sisters, I love them, and I'm just like, I don't.
Well,
know
and I
what
feel like that when
about.
I do the blog,
yeah.
Like,
there's
something
there's
like
certain
that
things
there,
that you do, even.
And I realize
but you're
like,
kind of even ahead. I think you were ahead of your time,
yeah,
anyways.
My older
with
brothers,
that. Yeah. So there are times where I'm like, I just remember MTV, you know,
because most of relationships about like these shared experiences that you didn't have necessarily together, but that you grew up with.
Right.
And then to have like, you know, I grew up during like the, you know, the black and white TV era. And
right.
You're like, I grew up with Lala from MTV, you know, there's not a lot to talk about.
I remember
about.
When segregation, you know.
Yeah, when I drank out of a fountain just for white people. You're dating someone that old. You're dating someone named Big Daddy. He's like got Colonel Sanders beard. So Emerson's a youngin'. I think Emerson's asking because he has a crush on you, Noah.
Oh, I know I am old.
How young? Oh, yeah, Emerson did
like,
put that on,
like
that on the blog
20?
That he wanted you. Gene.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Moi?
Mm-hmm.
He did. He said, you're the cutest one.
Never.
And Emerson's very cute.
He is very cute. He has the big glasses on in his blog photo
yeah.
that we all see.
He's not a burn victim like Michelle, Pink Pie, or Steven.
And Steven. I just love that. They're both, like, I
they
meet
found each
them
other
and I
work.
Can see, like, the, you know, two. Maybe that's them. Oh, Michelle?
Sorry, burn victims.
There you are.
Oh, I found you, Michelle, Pink Pie. So we need
oh,
to, we,
good one.
We have a celebrity
one,
corner.
Oh.
We have
oh,
a celebrity
okay.
in the house. You have the old celebrity corner song?
Look at that right there.
What's the time? What is the time? Tick, tick, tock. It's celebrity o'clock. It's quarter to two. The horns were sharp.
Can,
or flat.
It's like.
Can I get
and then I have a memory. I'm taping that in my bedroom. That's like old.
Yeah,
old
I remember that too.
Remember.
Well, we had the celebrity on, I think, like episode 2 of the Patrick and Noah show. And 120 episodes later, we didn't somehow run her to the ground.
God,
we never used her again.
Yeah,
so
true.
She asked if she could come back on because she's got a new comedy show tour that she's promoting. She's an Emmy Award winning actress from Maude and Golden Girls, Ms. B. Arthur.
Hey!
Hey, B.
How are you doing?
Good.
So you've got a new comedy show in the works as you're touring around the
yeah,
country.
Yeah, I have some great new jokes.
You want to share
such
some?
As, what are the three words that men hate to hear during sex?
What's that?
Are you done?
yeah.
Do you have any other jokes?
What? What is it when a woman talks dirty to a man? $3.99 a minute.
I didn't even hear, okay. Can you do one more?
What's worse than a male chauvinist pig?
What?
A woman that won't do what she's told. Am I right?
Ladies.
Am I right?
You're right.
Yeah.
But can you play the applause or the laughter? So, B, it's great having you on the show.
Thanks.
Where are you playing tonight?
Yaxies, and then I'll be down at the Boomerang Club underneath the Hyatt.
Very good. And then your next stop is Noodles in Omaha. And then after that, it's the Funny Bone in Paducah, Kentucky.
Yeah.
This is your Midwest tour, mm-hmm. leg of the tour.
Yep. And then I'm going home after those clubs.
And what are you eating right now?
Ramen noodles and garlic.
I was hoping you'd say box, but ramen noodles and
garlic.
Your breath smells like shenanana.
Sorry. Yes.
So, well, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Can you close out with a little bit of Send in the Clowns?
Send in the Clowns. They had to lower the register. That's like word for word
from the show.
No, but they had to lower the register of the song to fit my voice.
See ya, B.
Send in the clowns. Bye. Those wacky daffy clowns.
Oh. Didn't have quite the punch for the first time around.
And then it changes right here.
She pooped herself.
She literally, I mean, she literally pooped her pants.
She pooped herself.
So we have to do, like we're one. Doing at the end of the show a little queer click, the best of the ball butt shots. He sends us.
We need to record a song for that, you guys do.
The best of the ball and butt shots.
Tonight.
That's right.
We have to one up each other.
Uh-huh.
I'm
oh,
waiting
yeah.
for like,
oh, yeah. Now until I'm done. That's me doing my monkey impersonation.
It was good.
Oh, aren't black babies the cutest?
They are the cutest. Oh, God. Whoa, it's party in here. So the guy from Queer Click, Steven, go to queerclick.com and check out what we're talking about. He sent us some pictures that we have to sort of narrate. Are you going to bring them up?
Yeah, should we post this on the PNS site underneath the show?
Let's do it because we're going to – it plays tomorrow,
the
right?
The censored one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So check out the go to pnsexplosion.com and
we're gonna,
see the censored
pictures.
We post
it on the show one or on
yeah,
the
show okay. one. And if you want to see the uncensored pics, go to queerclick.com. Okay. So here we go.
It's the PNS Explosion
reviews.
What's his name?
You just yanked your dog so hard.
Regina.
I'm trying.
It's Reginaldo, but it looks like Regina Aldo.
Regina Aldo.
Can you push?
He looks British, doesn't he?
With the teeth,
kind of horsey face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, can you see it?
Just push the screen up a little bit.
Yep. There we go. Oh, now I can see. Perfect.
So he's got number one on his shirt, which later will turn into
number
two.
Number two.
So he's in just like kind of like a sporty shirt and shorts.
He's cute. He's
like, athletic.
He looks. Yeah. He looks British or European.
Shaved legs.
Yeah.
Faggot! and then he's just basking in the sun, and he decided it's a little hot, so he's pulling up his shirt.
Mm-hmm. We're in the frame below.
Very
frame
smooth and tansies.
Frame two is him still relaxing. Frame three is him, you know, showing off his smooth tum-tum.
And he a lot different from here. The last week's.
Yes.
Last week was a carpenter. He was a working man.
He was hairy.
This is the leisurely, smooth guy.
Smooth.
Mm-hmm. And then and then the next shot is he's within a shot, he's lost his shorts and shirt, and he's wearing like bloomers, and he's spread eagle.
But it's like,
but he's still, yeah, he's
they're red, like meshy.
On.
And Noah is
because that's
and
normally
Noah's in the background.
That's normally what people play soccer in, right? Like,
teeny tiny, yeah.
And you know what? You look like shorts. Catherine Zeta-Jones
because it looks like you're lit. Are you? You're spotlight lit. Did he do that?
Probably.
You'll see
I think
that
he might
also,
have.
Also, what he did, what Steven did from Queer Click is he put PNS Explosion into the shots, and I think it's brilliant. The next shot.
So he's in fishnet underwear, which is great to play
soccer in.
Football in is the Brit say.
Now he's dropped his shorts.
Oh.
How is he posed, Noah?
Oh, I didn't see you there.
Yeah.
is that how he's posed?
He has his left hand's on his left hip.
And Scott's looking through a window.
Looking at his doinger.
Uh-huh. He's got smooth little butt cheeks.
He does.
He's cute. He's like a little
The way that you're moving
boyish.
The screen, it looks like they're disappearing.
There we go.
And then
Thank
down.
You.
Sorry.
No problem.
And now he's like doing like the thinker's
pose. Thinking man.
He's doing the thinking man pose. Or taking a poop.
Or pooping.
Squat. He's squatting and pooping.
Taking a dumper.
And then the last shot. This is the last shot.
Hey-oh!
Well, the money shot. We see a doinger balls. He's like lifting his leg up to show us what he's got. And
looking good.
And the last shot is
he's so young looking.
Me coming out of his pubes.
Boing.
Literally.
That is
boing,
great.
Boing, out of his pubes.
Is he cut? On the thing are like, actually, I think he is cut.
The last time we did this and
Noah
the Queer Click guy posted us,
oh.
No one could fix it on our jokes. They only could fix it on like, I think he's actually uncut.
Well, I think he's cut.
I let him rim me, ram me, jam me, bam me. Like, I was like, oh, well, I guess they don't care about us.
You can't tell when they're
it's hard to tell
when
they're
erect.
Oh.
Jinx, buy me a Coke. Let's make out.
So, now what you got to do then, we do have to put this on. You have to, when it comes time for this, when it comes time for this, watch along on PNSExplosion.com.
Sure.
That'll be fun.
Do it.
Do it at work.
Do shit.
Yeah, you can do it at work because it's decent. Kinda.
What?
Jealous?
When I clicked on, like, queer click, you know, I had to doing that award thing and some of the sites are dirty that they're getting. Uh-huh. I clicked on one of them and it was like, world's largest dicks. Like, and it went like that. It did that spasmy thing when you were getting like, spammed. I was like, oh! I didn't care about work because I could explain it to him, but just I didn't want to, like, shut my computer, like, yeah. break it, like, because of world's largest dicks.
So wait, we have maybe a 1 to 5 scale. We can each give our opinion
of this dude.
Of Regina.
Regina Aldo.
Yeah,
I'd give him probably 1 through 5.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. A 4.
Wow, I give him a 2. He's
I give
just
him
not
a
my type.
3.
3 Z's.
I just want to be nice. Got a nice set. he's tight. He True. You know, and he's got
oh yeah, and it's not it's. It's more of just our own taste.
Oh, I'd say yeah. if it was my taste, I'd give him like a 2. But
yeah.
for the effort,
oh, for
and
effort.
For just the fact that he's got a set and he's tight, I'd give him a 4.
I love it. Noah gives everyone a 2, and then there's a 2. Black guy, and he's like
7!
Can I give a 10? I know it's 1 to 5, and I made the rating scale, but can I give it a 10?
I love that everyone thought Devin was a black guy.
Oh, that cracked me up. And he's was like black. Reading the comments.
He's not black.
So we're coming to an end of another
He's
show.
He's not black.
I want to give a little plug to the UPS store up in Rogers Park and the Gateway Plaza, mm-hmm. who hosts our UPS box.
He's hosting tonight.
And he's gifting, for sure. There are going to be plenty of gifts to go around. Our blog, which I think is really good, boomtacular.blogspot.com.
Yeah, I'm mm-hmm. contributing again.
You are contributing again. It's good. It's real good.
I'm even starting to answer Gmail emails.
And it takes, you know what the blog does? It takes care of my business.
My lady business.
And I like that. We have a 206-888-GAYS, which is our comment line, and we want more and more and more and more and more calls.
We love them.
And vote for us at the Gay Bloggies. We're going to get free porn, y'all!
Vote for us. I want to win this one. I want Feast of Fools to lose.
And the nice thing is, and I agree.
I do too.
The nice thing
they
is
need
that
to lose.
You can go to the link on our site and it won't take you to the dirty site. And it was very smart of the Queer Click guy. If you go to our site and go to the banner, it just takes you to a voting form.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you have
yeah,
to enter
you
your
do
email
it
and they'll send you an email to verify. But you don't have to go to like the dirty, filthy site mm-hmm. and do it. You can do it at work. You can only vote once.
Yes.
Per email. Like, you know, so if you have 12
So create...
Help
Chris,
us win.
Like, about 30 emails.
TimeDailiesBox@gmail.com.
Taken.
Oh, like TimeDailiesBox.
Box 2. Taken. 3. Taken. 4.
I got a closer outer song, unless you do now.
I have one too, but whatever.
Well, it
What's
doesn't
yours?
Matter what.
How big is yours?
Mine is I mean, just kind of, it's from the...
I have one that someone sent to us.
Oh, then play that.
Okay.
I have a floater. Go fuck yourselves.
Oh, wait.
Bye.
God damn it. Hold on.
I had one. Smoke comes out of his computer.
Oh. Okay, here we go.
I'm just going to have to make it an MP3 and then a WAV file.
Just, can you hold on?
It's taking a second.
Is this a mashup?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
I know.
It's Toxic and what?
Linkin Park.
And who is it sent to us from? It's like that. It's that Francisco.
Yeah, Francisco.
Linkin Park.
You're toxic, gun slipping on your ass. I'm addicted to you.
Get me out of here. I hate these people.
You're all right.